Okay, I'm Michael Davison. I'm a business development executive in IBM, and I lead the business model innovation workstream for IBM.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Michael, for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series here today. You've been looking at the competitive advantage from ecosystems. First of all, what do we mean by ecosystems?
Great question. In business terms, an ecosystem is a way of looking at how organizations interact with each other in a systemic way. So we take our cue from nature, where ecosystems abound and operate to the good and thrive where there's biodiversity. In a corporate context, that's how organisations, whether they be public and private sector, operate.
And so might that mean, for instance, we had the case of Caterpillar, they don't just make equipment for construction sites, They now look upon what the building is that you want to put on the construction site, What the purpose of the building is, and then they try and supply the customer's needs.
Yes, indeed. Colloquially, we think they talk about solutions. What they're trying to do and do very well is to have a broader conception of what the customer needs. What the customer needs these days, whether it's Caterpillar or any other business enterprise, it's outcomes. Outcomes and solutions to problems. And that fundamentally reframes how businesses go to market and the way in which they put together their product and service value propositions.
And have you mapped your ecosystems in IBM?
The short answer to that is IBM's a very big beast and operates in many different ecosystems, so it would be the work of Hercules to do that. However, I think we do have a conception in certain operating companies of how we work in our ecosystem, and we have certain values which inform how we operate within them.
And does knowing your ecosystem help you to adapt your business model faster? Because the speed of change has been a theme mentioned by many speakers here today.
My personal view is absolutely. The point about an ecosystem is it's all around you whether you realise it or not. And by mapping your ecosystem, you actually, in a sense, open up the field of vision and the way in which you look at your operating model and the way in which you operate. So it opens up areas of opportunity that you may never have considered before. And to that extent, it makes you more agile and so more effective.
And do you then move closer to the customer? Because we've had some bold statements here that people are thinking the unthinkable, of actually, you can adapt, you can change in many different ways.
In some cases, yes. Having a bigger idea of what a solution is means that you can end up being part of your customer's supply chain, whether that be through mechanical services, educational services, whatever. It doesn't necessarily follow. You can do very well and operate successfully in an ecosystem as an influencer, as a hub, or someone who connects the dots. So, for example, in IBM, we'll integrate solutions where we may actually be very close as an IT provider, but we may have absolutely no interest in trying to get more close to their day-to-day business.
And so it basically allows you to make choices, and then when you've made those choices, at least you know the direction you're heading in.
In a word, yes. If you have a richer frame of reference, you have a better sensing device to make better choices.
And in terms of the future, do you find ecosystems an exciting analytical business model tool?
Yeah, it's useful in these ways. One, it is in essence a dynamic system, so it's not static, and therefore it forces businesses to look continuously at what is going on around them rather than presuming in a stochastic way they understand today and they don't need to understand something 3 years out. So it's dynamic. The other thing is it opens up their ability and stimulates the development of new capabilities, and that attracts new skills into the organization. So you have better talent, you have more relevant competencies being built. Those two things combined create new capabilities, and that usually means that you start to take the business in a different direction.
Michael Davison, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series here today. I've learned so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.